Hello and welcome to Chapter 6, the final chapter covered on Test 2 in this course. Chapter 6 is creating a winning business plan. I should try to explain to you up front that this coverage of a business plan is unique to this text. If we were in the classroom, because we require you in this course to write a marketing plan and require you in Management 121 to write a financial plan, and if you take Business 268 to put those together into a business plan, we would take a lot of time to explain that the marketing plan and the financial plan together are a business plan. The problem with picking up any textbook is it has that author's view of what should be in that. There is no exact, this is the way it should be. So what I've done throughout this chapter is try to, that's why you'll see so many of the test questions, the references, notes, especially in this chapter, to give you my idea and my interpretation of it. A chapter lends itself much better to a classroom discussion than the online course, but I don't think you'll find it difficult at all. Just be sure to use the answers from the notes. It will also have a very short list of terms that we can deal with very quickly here. Anyway, the first test question will come from Section 2, and it's what are the functions of a business plan? Why do we create a business plan in the first place? Well, there are three reasons, and in discussion sense, you'd understand that all three of them are equally important. First, it's a guide to my operations. By having a business plan in front of me, I always have a plan. I know what I'm trying to accomplish, when I expect to accomplish it, when I expect to grow, when I expect to maintain my certain size. It's something that can help me tell how I'm doing along and along. We call it a guide to operations. Second, the most common use for a business plan is to attract lenders and investors. It's what we would hand the bank if we wanted to borrow money to expand our business or develop our business. It's what we would hand to potential investors to allow them to understand what our company is all about and what we intend to do. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, in actual practice, it's a learning process. If you go through the steps to create a business plan, to write a marketing plan and a financial plan, you will learn a lot about your business and the industry and its possibilities simply from the act of doing that. So it makes very good sense. A lot of terms in Section 3 we'll look at together on the term list in a minute. Testing the plan. Is my business plan any good? One way of looking at this that I like is to say, okay, will it pass these three tests? Reality, competition, and value. Just exactly what they appear to be. The text discusses this briefly. Read the text, but those are the correct answers. Notice that's underlined. Unlike the first question, you will not actually have to name the three business plan tests, but you will have to merely identify them from a longer list or select one that is not a part of this group. The same will be true for the question in Section 6, the five C's of credit. When you're borrowing money for a business, the lenders, banks, tend to think of a potential loan, does it meet these circumstances? Is there enough capital there? Is there enough collateral? Is there enough capacity to repay the loan? Is the character of the borrower good enough that we want to loan to them? And are the conditions, meaning like the interest rate, the payback period, are they satisfactory? So altogether, they're thought of generally as the five C's of credit. Very standardized kind of list. You will just have to identify them. Capital, collateral, capacity, character, and conditions. Note that. Now, the heart of the matter is the components of the business plan. Now, the way I've written this, the last one is the financial plan. The earlier parts are really the marketing plan. But what you should have putting it together is first have an executive summary. You should not expect the bank officer you carry this to sit down and read it. He may assign it to someone else in his office to read before they actually give you the money, but he wants to see the short version of it. The short version of a long document is called the executive summary. It's a summary for an executive to read. If the paper is 15 or 20 pages long, the executive summary is less than two. It's that kind of a thing. Now, the real heart of it would be these next few steps, the mission statement. A simple statement that defines your purpose as a company. And your purpose is not to make money, but your purpose is what you're doing. Providing a inexpensive, disposable, personal utility devices. That was originally BIC's mission statement. Those kind of things. A generalization of your company in a statement. SWOT analysis. You should look at the internal and external environments for good and bad things. Internally, those are called strengths and weaknesses. Externally, those are called opportunities and threats. Thus, studying them all is called SWOT analysis. Then, you should consider your goals and objectives. Now, what do I want to accomplish? General things I want to accomplish. I want to be successful. I want to be a popular restaurant. Those are goals. Objectives are have numbers with them. We say they're quantified. I want to make $10,000 profit a month. I want to have at least three stores within the first 5 years. Those are objectives, things with numbers. One thing that I normally don't include, but I realize that in a good marketing plan it has to be there, so I've taken including it in this general list, is the target market. Who are the customers that I'm aiming to win over? It is never everyone. That is in business circles, that's considered a dumb answer. You can't focus on them. You can't have the right products to satisfy anyone if you're trying to satisfy everyone. So doing the market segmentation that we've discussed in other places and identifying a target market and focusing on them. So identifying who your target market is a very important part of your business plan, or in this subcase, the marketing plan. How am I going to be successful? Given my mission statement, the SWOT that I've looked at, the goals and objectives that I have, and who the target market is, what am I going to do to be successful? Those are called my marketing mix strategies. Why marketing mix? Because those are the areas in which I can have strategies. Product, price, place, and promotion. And finally, we add the financial plan, which in its most formal sense is thought about as a set of financial documents, income statements, and balance sheets projected for the future. I would attempt to prepare what I think my income statement is going to look like at the end of this year, at the end of next year, at the end of the following year. Same thing for my balance sheet, at the end of this year, at the end of next year, at the end of the following year, or some number of years. Altogether, that makes up a financial plan. And together, those are the seven components of a business plan. The textbook does an entirely different list, but I believe this to be the heart of them. These are the correct answers. Now, if we look back at the term list, are these self-explanatory? I think with very little problem. What is the business plan? Excuse me. A business plan is the documentation of my analysis and my strategies for success. It's the documentation that I've studied my business and says how I'm going to be successful. That is a business plan. Okay, the second term is executive summary. As we said, this is simply, the narrative overview. Think of that. It's the overview or the summary or the short version of a much longer document, such as a business plan. Then we get the goals and objectives. We've just defined those. General conditions that we would like to see happen in the future are goals. Specific quantified conditions we would like to see happen in the future are objectives. Should not be a problem. Then features and benefits. What are features? Characteristics of a product. What are benefits? What that will do for us. The product is small. That's the feature. What's the benefit? It will fit in a pocket. And finally, our marketing strategy. What is our marketing strategy? Our marketing strategy is a description of the planning and analysis for how we're going to be successful with customers. Remember, we said generally how we're going to be successful with our business and how we're going to, and our strategies for that is the business plan. If we talk about how we're going to be successful with the customers, it's the marketing plan. If we talk about how we're going to be successful with our finances, it's the financial plan. Together, they are the business plan. I think that will be an easy chapter. As a matter of fact, I think the whole test will be fairly easy for you. Good luck, and thank you.